Hey, good morning. We're continuing with Chayodom, Klachav Hey, Simon Zion. I just want to point out one point from what we said in yesterday's shir, in this halacha, that if a person is not aware that there is soya, so I have a chiyuv to inform him. I could have argued maybe that he's not doing an avera. He doesn't know that there is soya there, and he believes what he's doing is 100% mutter. So maybe that's better than the case of a shargeg, where a person maybe is aware he's doing something, and maybe this is a better case. You see from the chayyarim says that this is not true, and he brings in in the Sefer Nishmas Adam, in which where he takes the halachas of the chayyarim and discusses them more barichas, we find such a halacha in Yeridaya, a case where Kohen is sleeping in a house and somebody is nifter in that building in a way that halachically the Kohen is not allowed to be in the same oil as someone who's dead, and the Kohen is, so the halacha is in Yeridaya, it's a Mishnayin base, you have to awaken the Kohen to get him out of the house because he shouldn't be sleeping there. See, it's hard to say a person who's sleeping is doing an Aveira at any level of real awareness. He's sleeping, but he can't be in the house, so we have to awaken him and get him out of there. So the same thing over here. We have to inform the people that there's soya there. We can't say, listen, they're not aware of the fact that there's soya. As far as they're concerned, they're not doing anything bad, and it's not called an Aveira. There's a famous discussion in regards to this question. If the Erev is down, and you see somebody walking, carrying something, should you tell them? Or should you make a general announcement? Maybe we should just say, you know, that as long as everybody thinks the Erev is up, they're not doing anything which is wrong. So you see from these cases that argument is not valid, and that we have a responsibility to inform people of the fact that there's an Erev. Now, in the case where a person is walking, and he's carrying something, and if you inform him, he's going to react improperly. So then it's a different question, and that deserves a different conversation, message time at a different time. So if somebody would like to have more clarification, they can contact me directly. Meanwhile, let's move on to Klal Chafei Simen Ches. So now it's Chazor Sashatz, and the situation develops that a child has been metane from the basic Knesset. So the Chazan is facing forward, and it's behind him, and it's outside of his Dalanah. So the law is that a person has a chiyuv to distance himself from Tzoya, behind him, beyond the Dalanah of the Tzoya, or the smell of Gemenshin. But in front of him, he has a din of maloy enov. If the soya is visible, he should not be davening. But over here, it's behind him, so that the issue of soya being visible, it doesn't apply to him. Or the issue of being the soya is within his dalet amos, it's not within his dalet amos, so that doesn't apply to him either. So the chara, the chazit, could keep on going with his orsa shots. So the chayyadim says that's not true, because the chazan is there to be moitzi, the tzibur, in their tefillah. So he's being moitzi everybody in the room, and there's people in the room who are within the dalet amos of the tzoya. So even though we don't look at, there's just the chazan is davening, everybody else is not doing anything at all. But we see them as that he's being moitzi them, and they are, as it were, davening right now. So the chazan, by continuing, is forcing people to daven where there's soya. So the chazan has to stop. Shatzam is paralel with soya basic nesses, babayashim is paralel shum. The shatz is davening, and there's soya in the shul or in the place, the room where they're davening. Filo had soya lachurav. The soya is behind him. Sarat lishta gachi is saying the chazan has to pause until the soya is removed. Shemachashu moitzi l'rabim. Since his job is to be mitzi everybody who is there, somebody is near that soya within dalet amos. So both the one who's davening is having in mind to be mitzi everybody, and the one who's the listener is having in mind to be yotze. So he has to pause. Now, even nowadays, that we're not really being yotze with the chazan, the takana which was all put in place is still there. That's why that we, the halacha is that a person has to make sure that he listens to chazaras hashatz and he answers amen. And the main issue is not even the main; it's the actual listening. The person should be listening to chazaras hashatz. Sure, he should be answering amen. Like any time he has to answer amen. Now, Chayyim finishes off. Ach, ben pesuk de zimra muter lemer kedarke shrei achshav enam mitzir acher mizeh. You have the chazan davening for the homer, and he's saying psukah zimra. He's not being mitzir anybody. Each person is saying their own psukah zimra. So he can continue because, as far as he's concerned, the tzoya is not doesn't affect him. The tzoya is not in front of him, and tzoya is not behind him, nearby, so he can continue. Even though some people will have to pause, that doesn't stop the chazan from continuing. Have a good day.